Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I've heard it said many times from many people, I don't need that anger management crap. I hope that this podcast will show you that it's not all about take a deep breath and count to 10, that real help for real anger is what can make the difference. Stay tuned as we explore this complex emotion. Welcome to the first episode. Today is going to kind of be an introductory episode. I'm not really going to dive too deep into too much information today. Just kind of want to introduce myself, who I am, what this podcast is going to be about, where I'm hoping it'll go, things like that. So let's start with who I am, right? I'm obviously Matthew Plotner. I've been an anger management teacher for about 10 years. Not only have I taught anger management, but I've also had anger issues myself that I've had to deal with and learn to overcome and struggle with. And I actually still struggle with them to this day. I don't think it's something that you ever technically get over. I think it's just you learn to sort of the Bruce Banner, right? The Hulk approach, right? The way he controls the Hulk is he's always angry. And I think that's kind of true for what I like to refer to as the anger addict. We just sort of get it under control, right? So with that, I want to give you guys sort of my definition, basic definition that I use for anger. At its core, it's just an internal response to an external event is all it is, right? It's nothing more, nothing less. We make it more by our responses to it, by the way we react to things and the way we treat those stimulus for our anger. But at its core, that's all it is. Right. And there's two different types of anger that I like to discuss. There's healthy anger, which is assertive. It's being able to express yourself in a healthy way that can be understood. And then there's destructive anger, which is aggressive, which is violent, which is harmful at its core. And that's the two different types of anger that we really will focus on the most. And the other thing I'd like to talk about today is the response to anger. How do we know when we're getting angry? What does a body do when it starts to get angry? There's many different telltale signs of that anger. One is that increased heart rate that we're all familiar with, right? Anybody who's ever dealt with anger can tell you that when they start to get angry, their heart rate starts to increase. You can feel it. You know, it's not just a minor increase, right? We're not talking 2 or 3, 4 beats per minute. It could be 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 beats per minute that your heart increases. Right. And because of that, that leads to an increase in sweat, right? You'll get your body temperature starts to go up, so you'll sweat more, right? And that's another telltale sign of that anger. And then not only that, your muscles will tense up, right? You'll get tighter and tighter in your muscles. You'll feel them tighten up and tense up. And as you get angry, your fists will clench, right? That's another obvious sign of anger. And one that many don't think about is the increase in adrenaline. I think that's where that addiction to anger comes from, right? Is that adrenaline rush we get. It's almost like a high, right? Like a natural high that you get when you get angry. That's why I like to call it an anger addiction, because it's those of us who are addicted to that, we get addicted to that adrenaline rush. We need that adrenaline rush. And there are some health issues that we will talk further in detail about that come from this chronic anger, right? This anger that can be ongoing, destructive anger that can be ongoing, right? There, research has shown that healthy anger, anger that's assertive, doesn't have the same health issues associated with it that chronic destructive anger does, right? And that first thing that is very prominent in people who are chronic anger addicts is heart disease, right? Think about it. Your heart's constantly pumping it at a higher rate, right? That high blood pressure is another thing that comes from it, right? So that those two things together will lead to heart attacks at an early age, strokes at an early age, right? Because of that chronic anger. Another one that often is misunderstood, misdiagnosed, but is related to anger is depression, right? You start to get depressed about things. You start to get upset at yourself or the world around you. And because of that, you go into a deeper and deeper depression. And that can actually be related to anger as well. there are some costs for anger too, that personal costs that we all suffer, right? That I've suffered them. I'm sure anybody out there that's listening has probably suffered these as well due to their anger. The first one being you probably have lost a personal relationship. Wife, friends, right? Family members have stepped away, don't want to be around you anymore because of that chronic anger, right? That's not uncommon, right? I've lost many friends because of my anger over the years. And another one that we suffer is a loss of job or career, right? Employment. Employers don't want to have employees who are chronically angry, right? So they usually let those chronic angry employees go. So the angry person now is not only angry, but they're depressed because of that loss of job. Remember we talked earlier about that being a side effect or a problem with chronic anger is depression. Well, that comes from this constant getting a job, getting angry, losing it. That cycle was repeated over and over again. Another one that for me has been a huge issue is the idea is loss of self, right? I feel like I lose who I am when I get angry, when that anger bubbles up and explodes, right? It's that loss of who I want to be, who I am at my core, right? So that's kind of where I want this podcast to go, is we're going to explore all of those topics in much further detail. We're going to bring on some guests who have suffered with anger, who want to talk and share with you guys. I'm going to bring on some people who are more expert in the field than myself to talk to us about dealing with stressful emotions or difficult times with kids, right, or the elderly, or maybe with parents. I'll bring some of them on, and we'll just kind of do it very, very casual. I'm hoping that you guys will get a lot out of this show. I want to end with probably one of my favorite quotes, and it's by the Buddha, and it says that holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned, right? And that, to me, is the core of anger, right? No matter what you're planning on doing with that anger, no matter what you're planning on using it for, you will always be the one that gets burned, right? And with that, thanks for listening to this very brief intro episode of the show. I look forward to bringing you guys a whole lot more information. I don't have a website up yet, but stay tuned for that. And thanks for listening.
We want it bold, we want it creative, and we want it for not a lot of money. If you're a marketer who's heard this before, then Shutterstock is your secret weapon. Visit shutterstock.com/marketer today to get 10 free images. Shutterstock has one of the world's largest stock libraries with millions of images, videos, and music tracks. And if you're counting every penny, you'll be happy to try Shutterstock for free for 1 month. Act now and sign up at shutterstock.com/marketer.